Good morning. Today is September the 1st, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, this morning, turn with me into the book of 1 John, chapter 5. We'd like to share a few verses with you this morning, beginning in verse 13. John writes, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning as we review verse 13, we understand, as John writes, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." John giving us a confirmation today, beloved, that you and I have today as believers, that the promise that God gives us through His only begotten Son, the gift of eternal life to those that have been redeemed, we can have that promise, and that we have that belief and we have that faith in the Son of God, John writes. He continues on in verse 14, "For this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything," he says, "according to His will, He hears us." Beloved, so many times I've heard this verse 14 quoted so far out of context, and I believe to be the will and the purpose of God. It says, "This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." You know, I've heard many pastors on television, some even on radio, and some of the writings that I've read that quote this verse so liberally, speaking of the fact that if we as believers ask anything of God, then God must, they say, provide this as it's in God's Word. Beloved, I want you to know today that we serve a righteous and we serve a mighty and we serve a risen Lord. And I will say this, that we serve a God today that desires the best and the foremost for us as His people and as His children. But I do want you to know this, and this is so keen and so important in this understanding of this verse, that we need to seek the will of God in our life. We need to not seek after the possessions that we may have heart desire of. We may not seek God for the will of having riches and wealth and all the monetary things that we see and we may covet in someone else's heart and life. Beloved, each day we need to serve God in a way that would lift up and glorify and praise the name of our Lord God in heaven. And beloved, in everything that we ask of God, the needs, the burdens that we bear, we need to ask believing, is what this scripture truly means. Ask believing that God's will, and if it be God's will and God's purpose in the heart and the life of those that have these needs that we petition God for, may God grant in His will and for His purpose and for His glory the answer to the prayer that we pray. Continuing in verse number 15, "And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked before Him." Once again, giving us the understanding and the insight as John writes, knowing that we know that God does hear our petitions and God does understand. For beloved, we know in our own hearts that what God looks on is the inside of a man, the needs and the burdens that you and I, beloved, bear today in our hearts, not the things that will gratify and please and bless the flesh and make us look like we have something that we really are not. But what God desires in us and what God desires for us, beloved, as verse 14 and 15 testifies, as John writes, that we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him, as God has surely blessed and God has cleansed and God has forgiven our sin-filled and once cursed hearts. Beloved, in our lives every day, we need so desperately to seek the will of God for our lives. We need to seek God's purpose. We need to seek God's direction and God's fullness. We need to seek after God for His holiness and for the righteousness that only can flow from heaven's gates. We see those around us that we know, even as other believers, may be asking and seeking God for things that would fulfill the flesh in their lives. Beloved, I would ask that you would just bind with me this morning in unity, and let's just seek the will of God for the needs and the petitions that today we bear upon our hearts. He was at a local assisted care home. I heard a gentleman come up to me one evening and speak to me with tears in his eyes, sharing with me how God had spoken to him through that message that night, through them verses and through that text. And you know, he said, "I know why God spoke, Billy, because I remember your prayer at the very beginning of the service as you asked God's will and God's way to be manifest in every heart that was in this room tonight." And he said, "I believe, Billy, God has answered your prayer, for God has spoken to me, and during your prayer, I rededicated my life, and I asked the Lord Jesus into my heart, and I asked him to help me, and I asked him to lead me and guide me, so that I could be the Christian that God called me to be." You know, beloved, I share that with you tonight as a testimony of praise, of how when we pray, and how when we seek God without a heart having selfish ambition, and how we pray and seek the Lord God to work in the lives of those that have burdens and needs in their hearts, God always meets that need, beloved. God has always met that need in my life. God met the need in that gentleman's life that night that I speak of after this service. God always meets our needs because God is always faithful to do abundantly above all we can even imagine. God is there, and God cares, and God desires that our petitions be given to him and for God's will to be manifest in the will of our own hearts this day. Let's just seek the Lord God today for his insight, for his understanding and his truth. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we're so truly thankful and we're so truly humbled, God, by your grace and your presence this morning. Father, we would just ask you that you would allow each of us, the listeners of this broadcast, God, those that we know of as well, God, that we have spoken with through email and by card and letter, maybe even by phone, Father, we would ask you, God, that you would touch them. We would ask you, Father, to minister to their heart and spirit in a way, God, that only you can. Lord, I would ask you to allow these words from the pen of John the Apostle, that they would speak to us, God, in a mighty way today. Lord, allow us to know and to have insight and understanding and what to pray and what our petitions to you, God, our Heavenly Father, should be for. Lord, may we always pray with a humbled heart. God, may we always pray with a heart filled with thanksgiving and gratitude, God, towards you, knowing, Father, the price and the debt that was paid through your precious Son, Jesus, on that cross, on that hill called Calvary. God, today, receive our thanks for all things, I pray. May we be faithful, God, to pray for one another. May we be faithful, God, to seek your will and your way in everything that we petition you for, Father, for our own needs and for the needs of others. Father, we love you today, and we truly, Father, today thank you for first loving us. We thank you for your provisions in life, God, that you grant us so abundantly in our hearts. Father, we would just ask you today to receive our thanks, receive our praise. Father, may you just continue to speak into hearts and souls, God, in a mighty and a gracious way. Lord, we would ask you in advance of the service tonight at the local assisted care home, God, that you would just honor and bless your word, Father. May you give us the words to speak, Father. May some lost sinner come to repentance before it's eternally too late. In the name of your precious Son, and our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.